Abraham! Abraham! Where are you, Abraham?
Over here, God, by this wheelbarrow.
What are you doing with the wheelbarrow?
Oh, these are just a few odds and ends that I decided to bring with us from back home. Man, it's amazing how much stuff you can collect over the years. Have we got much further to go, Lord? My back is killing me.
What things have you decided to bring with you? What are those gilded stone tablets?
Oh, those are the awards I won from the Regional Goat Breeders Association. Yep. First or second place for 6 years running at the Chaldean Regional Fair. See? In this one, they even chiseled me shaking hands with Pharaoh. He was on a state visit from Luxor that year.
Abraham, those things won't mean anything to you in your new life. Get rid of them.
Really? Well, okay, Lord, whatever you say.
And what are those little golden statues?
These are my trophies from the annual camel races, the Mesopotamian 500. I won in the year 3996, 3998, and last year in the new millennial races of 4000.
But Abraham, you and I had talked about this. I warned you about the danger of being attached to idols.
So, you mean you want me to lose these as well?
It would be best.
Well, okay. Maybe they'll have camel races where we're going.
Abraham, you will have many other and more important things to do than making sure you don't fall off a camel while it's running in circles. What are all those clay tiles?
Ah, these. Yes, now these are my pride and joy. They are back issues from the last 10 years of 3M Magazine.
3M Magazine?
Yep, 3M, Modern Mesopotamian Man. It's full of advice on how the up-to-date man dresses, where's the hottest oasis to go on vacation, and where all the inn taverns are to eat. Oh, that reminds me, Lord, are we planning to go by Damascus? There's this tavern in Damascus that 3M gives 4 stars. Boy, I'd really like to take Sarah to a place like that.
Abraham, you shouldn't be worried about what you wear or what you eat. Consider the birds of the air. Do they worry about what they eat? Yet I feed them every one. And look around you at those beautiful flowers over there. If I care even about the inconsequential things like the grass of the field, do you not think that I will make certain you are clothed in just the way which is right for you and well fed with nutritious sustenance?
You mean I should deep six 3M too?
It might be best.
Okay, here goes.
What's that in the back of your cart, in the cage?
Oh, those are the homing pigeons I brought with us so we can send messages out if we need help. It's always better if we can send stuff airmail.
Abraham! Abraham! Don't you remember what I said to you just before we set out? I told you that I would be your God and care for you and make you into a great nation. All that I require of you is that you believe in me and trust me. Remember? We called this concept faith.
Oh, yeah. Faith. And that way I will be righteous and holy in your eyes, and you will use me and this faith to bless all who come after me.
That's right.
So I guess that means you want me to lose the pigeons too?
That would certainly be a demonstration of your faith in me, to depend on me for your needs rather than sending for help from earthly sources.
Well, okay. Okay, little guys, you're free to go. Wow, this cart's a lot lighter. This is going to make things a lot easier on my back.
Yes, I know. You see, my burden is light.
Gee, thanks a lot, Lord. This isn't going to be such a bad trip after all. Oh yeah, speaking of that, are we planning going anywhere near Sodom and Gomorrah? 3M says both of those are really happening places.
I don't think it would be a good idea for you to spend much time in Sodom or Gomorrah. They are in for some rough weather.
I thought the weather in that part of the Mediterranean was very nice at this time of year.
Not really. In fact, the last time I checked the forecasts, Sodom and Gomorrah were due for quite a heat wave.